Are you a sugar lover? Then this episode is for you. In it, I'm going to share my 3 surprisingly easy steps to actually enjoy holiday sugar like a sane person. Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hello, hello, and welcome to Joyful Eating episode number 145. So today we're going to talk about the easy way to eat holiday sugar like a sane person. But before we get to that, so the best bite I had this week, Sunday night, my Irishman barbecued some pork cutlets. And then we seem to have a plethora of avocado at the moment. So I'd made my amazing avo sauce. So the recipe for that is on my blog, Stone Soup, if you're curious. We had that with the pork. And then I also, when I was in Paris, I picked up this, it was a spice blend, like in the spice section. And I'm always looking for like interesting seasonings. And it was called a guacamole topping. And so it was like designed to go with avocado. And if you look at the ingredients, when I look at the ingredients that are in French and that I could read, I'm very happy about that. the first ingredient is tomato powder. So it's like this, and it's got some chili in it. And then also like some cumin, coriander, I think cardamom. But it's really the tomato, and there's like the chili isn't very chili-ish. It's very kind of in that sweet chili flake kind of vibe rather than hot. And it's so good with avocado. It's actually really good with eggs. It's really good with so many things. And that tomato powder, for those of you that live in Australia, so barbecue shapes. So shapes are these like crackers made by Arnott's, which is like the biggest cracker and cookie company in Australia. And barbecue shapes is like the number one seller. It's like been the most popular forever. And one of the things is that they have their marketing slogans is like flavor you can see on the biscuits, on the cookie crackers. And that the number one ingredient in that flavor blend is tomato flakes, dehydrated tomato powder. And it's so delicious. Like tomato's got that sweet, it's got that umami. It's like so, so good. So yeah, barbecue shapes. This seasoning that I bought is kind of like the barbecue shapes sprinkling. And so that with avocado and the pork is just out of this world good. I also made some cabbage, which was not so great. So don't think that everything I cook turns to gold, but that part was really good. Anyway, all this to say, today we're going to be talking about the easy way to eat holiday sugar like a sane person. So plan for today is I'll just share the story behind this episode. And then we're going to talk about what not to do. And then I'm going to share 3 easy steps to actually accompany this, to actually do this and eat a holiday sugar like a sane person. At the end, I'm going to give you give you some instructions on how to apply this to your life today or tomorrow or whenever you feel like it. Okay. So, story behind this one is, someone in the Naturally Healthy Club in this round had done shared a win in the group, and we have a private forum, and she shared in the group around her success around Halloween candy, and how she had like actually given herself permission to have Halloween candy. And that this year she actually wrote a list of like, what are the actual types of candy that she really loves? And like, she got excited about them. And then she knew what she was looking for. And then she had a few opportunities, like things came up, people were offering her things, and she was like, no, these aren't on my list of things that I'm really looking forward to. So she was turning them down really easily because she knew that she would get to enjoy the things that she really loves later. And then she actually found this wasn't so great, but on Halloween night, she actually was coming down with a bug. And so she actually felt really sick. So rather than just gorging on candy, just because, you know, otherwise she would, you know, in the past she would have been, I can only eat Halloween candy on Halloween, and then after that I'll have to throw it out. So rather than gorging and not listening to her body on Halloween, she was like, actually, you know what? I don't feel great. I'm just going to go to bed, and I'll have my Halloween candy another day. And she was like, I can't believe I did that. And she was like, just really tuned into what felt good for her. And yeah, like she was so impressed with herself, like that she had that level of self-trust. So I thought, great, I'm going to do a podcast episode on this. Yes, it's past Halloween time, but yeah, there's going to be a lot of sugar around for Christmas and Thanksgiving, so and the whole, you know, holiday season. So let's delve into how to actually give you some concrete steps, how you can be like my client and actually build that self-trust and have like a different experience this year of eating like that. First of all, let's start with what not to do. Deny ourselves and approach it from this place of restriction and telling yourself that you can't be trusted. Like, because if that's your habit of like, if you're telling yourself, I can't trust myself around sugar, if that's the narrative that you have around sugar, like if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right either way, Henry Ford says. So if you're telling yourself, I can't trust myself around sugar, what happens is you eat sugar and then you like overdo it because you've been telling yourself all that. So we want to stop doing is stop that narrative going along in your head about how you can't trust yourself around sugar. And also we want to stop denying yourself from having sugar. So part of what causes overeating of things like, particularly things like sugar, is that when we have like all through the year, we're restricting and we're like, I can't have this, I can't have this. And that actually, every time you restrict and deny yourself, that's actually building the desire. It's actually making you want sugar even more. So then of course, as soon as you get the opportunity to have some, it's like you're inhaling it because it's like, oh, well, I know I'm not going to let myself have this again until next Christmas. So next Halloween or next Thanksgiving. So I need to like make the most of all this dessert now. So it just sets you up in that boom or bust, all or nothing kind of thing. So we don't want to do that. We don't want to be living in all or nothing land. We don't want to be living in denying land. So what we want to do instead, and the first thing that my client did was just give yourself permission to actually have the sugar, right? And also decide that this year, like you're not going to start January with a no sugar policy. Like you are actually going to, there is going to be sugar in your future. So that's the first thing. And so what are our three easy steps? So yeah, the other setup for this is to just approach it rather than thinking about always and never, just approaching it from an experimental mindset of, okay, today, this is what I'm going to try. And we're going to start to do an experiment and see what happens if I eat this or I do whatever. And not having to decide for the rest of your life, but just focusing on the here and now, like the things that you can control. And that's another thing that kind of stops that building that extra desire. It's because, okay, well, I'm just doing this for today. So it just takes that pressure off. So we're approaching it from a relaxed, abundant mindset and an experimental mindset, which is always good because we love the science. Just a quick break to say thank you for listening to Joyful Eating. I don't run ads on the podcast, so the only way this podcast grows is by word of mouth. So if you've received value from my work, I'd be so grateful if you took a few seconds to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. I appreciate you. Now back to the show. So our three easy steps are, one, decide how much sugar you're going to have. Two, coach yourself. And then three, learn. So let's go into each of those in more detail. So first of all, it's deciding how much you're going to have. So the thing is with sugar, same with alcohol, and it's actually if you can insert the, you can apply the same process to alcohol. So if you're not a sugar eater, but you're a booze hound like me, just know that I have a group for booze hounds as well as for sugar people. But yes, this applies equally. So anything that has that kind of highly addictive nature to it, anything that really stimulates the reward center, the dopamine in our brains, this can work for. So we want to, before we start eating the sugar and giving ourselves that sugar, we want to or that alcohol, we want to decide like how much am I going to have? And the reason for that is because the way that sugar reacts in your brain and the dopamine that it does release, it can be really difficult to manage. And so you would have experienced that in the past, like eating sugar makes you want to eat more sugar, right? Because of the dopamine, because it feels really good. And then your brain's like, it feels really good. Give me more sugar. Give me more sugar. So the way around that, there's one way is that you just restrict and you never have sugar ever, which of course some people can do, but same with alcohol. But for most of us that live in the real world, that's not actually where we want to be, where we never enjoy sugar. We never have a treat. We never have ice cream. Like that's not really fun. No donuts for you, no candy. A way around dealing with highly addictive substances like sugar is to get into the habit of deciding how much you're going to have before you start eating. Before you get that dopamine hit, we want to just decide how much. So am I having one cookie? Am I having two cookies? Am I having a handful? Am I going to have six donuts? It doesn't matter what the quantity is, whatever feels good to you to choose, but we want to make that intentional choice before you start eating, before your brain's being hijacked by the sugar. And so that's the first step. And then the second step is after you've enjoyed whatever you've said you were going to have, whether that's one cookie, two scoops of ice cream, whatever, then you're going, the second step is to coach yourself, because what's going to happen, without a doubt, it's very rare that this doesn't happen, is that you're going to have had that sugar and your brain's going to be like, oh, that was really good. Give me more. And so you're going to have this desire to eat more. So what you want to do is be prepared for that. And I'm like, of course, I'm going to want more sugar. Of course, I'm going to want an extra brownie. Of course, I'm going to want another piece of cake. And just be ready for that to happen. And in that moment, coach yourself and just go, hang on, I know, of course, I want more, but I set this intention for a reason. And I don't want to feel sick later. I want to feel good later, and just coach yourself and speak to yourself really kindly. But these thoughts can make all the difference between you finishing the pack and you sticking to your intention of maybe having one or two cookies, whatever it is. So we want to get good at coaching yourself. And this is going to be a new skill for you. And so of course there's going to be, there'll be times where you do coach yourself and you get the result that you want. And there's going to be times where you don't coach yourself, you forget to coach yourself, or you're not effective at coaching yourself, and then you end up eating more. And so that brings us into the third step, is learning. And so what I mean by that is, after you've had whatever it is, then you want to look back on what happened and go, okay, you know, rather than going into, like, if you did eat more than you intended, rather than going into the blaming and story about how you can't be trusted and rah, rah, I knew this wouldn't work, rah, 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 rah. Like, rather than going down that rabbit hole, what we want to do is bring our thoughts back and then just go, hang on, okay, so that experiment didn't turn out exactly as I was hoping for. Okay, knowing what I know now, what will I do differently? And maybe it was you completely forgot to coach yourself. So you go, okay, next time I'm going to be a bit more thoughtful with my coaching. Or maybe it's, okay, next time, and so maybe it's like you just sat down with the tub of ice cream and you're like, okay, that was really hard to stop. Like, when I said I was going to stop, maybe what I'll do next time is actually serve the ice cream out into a bowl or into a cone and put the rest away so that I've got that pause point so that it's easier for me. Or if it's like your bag of candies, that you're actually going to serve out the candy and put the rest away before you start eating them. Or it might be that the thing you want to do differently next time is, like, have some better thoughts to coach yourself with. Go, okay, next time I'm going to put a pause in, and I'm going to, when I have that urge to eat more, I'm going to remind myself, yeah, of course I want more. And maybe I can, like, just say to myself, okay, let's just have a little break here. And if I still want more in 5 minutes, go back and have more. And just putting that pause in might be something you might want to experiment with. Or maybe things went really well and you're like, okay, what can I learn from that? And it's like, oh, okay, the thing I want to take away from this is, when I set an intention, I can stick to it. And this is amazing. And let yourself feel really good about that. But notice that you did that, and so that you feel good. And so for next time you're going into that's a situation where you're going to have sugar, you go, okay, hang on, donuts are here. Okay, how many donuts am I having? And then, like, what was helpful last time? And then proceed as before, so you can build on your successes. Or if things didn't go well, rather than using it as a beating yourself up and going to the negative space, actually using it as a positive to learn from. That's the easiest way to actually eat holiday sugar like a sane person. And how to apply this to your life today, I want you to just think about what's coming up for you in the next couple of days or over the next week. Like, what is there, any celebrations that are happening, or, you know, is there like a work thing that might be coming up, or, you know, who's going to offer you candy in the street? But yeah, just thinking about what's coming up and anticipating, and then thinking, imagining yourself actually deciding how much you're going to have. Like, okay, and just setting that intention. Okay, if someone offers me sugar, I'm going to think it through before I stop eating. I'm going to coach myself and I'm going to learn from it. And that is how we are going to move forward. Okay, have a fantastic week. And of course, if you enjoyed this, don't forget to subscribe either on the podcast app, your favorite podcast app, or if you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe to my channel. Enjoy that sugar, and I will look forward to seeing you next week. Okay, bye.
Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes so delicious, they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.